Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The text for the sermon today is the gospel reading from John chapter 10. This passage where Jesus is confronted with people who want him to just tell them whether or not he is the Christ. Of course, Jesus is the Christ, we know that. And the reason why these men can't see that is because they don't believe. So Jesus, in his reply, starts talking about sheep. And he says that those of us who are in his flock, those of us who hear his voice, no one will be able to snatch us out of his hand. This is our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, less than 1 second, that's how long it takes for a child to recognize their mother's voice, according to a groundbreaking study that was done at Stanford University exactly 3 years ago, in May of 2016. And of course, today is Mother's Day, as we've mentioned, so it makes sense that 3 years ago at this time, in the middle of May, they would have released the results of this study. You know, a lot of us are thinking about motherhood this weekend. A lot of us are thinking about those moms of ours and all the mothers around us, all the hard work and sacrifice it takes to be a mother, maybe remembering those moms who are no longer with us. So it makes sense at this time of year to do that research and to study the actual science behind the influence that moms have on our lives. And so what these behavioral scientists at Stanford University did was they gathered up a bunch of children and they actually had them do MRI brain scans while they listened to all of these audio clips of different women speaking. Most of the voices that they heard were voices of ladies that these children had never met before. They had absolutely no idea who these people were. But interspersed in all of those different audio clips were some recordings of their own mother. And the results were absolutely amazing. Whenever they heard the voice of their mom, in less than 1 second, the MRI starts lighting up like a Christmas tree. And not just the parts of our brains that can hear and process the things that we hear, the audio, but also parts of our brains that deal with things like emotion, parts of our brains that deal with decision-making, parts of our brains that deal with things like processing information about myself. All of these things light up whenever we hear the voices of our mothers. And so the results were that basically for people who were raised by their biological mothers, that voice has placed somewhat of a fingerprint upon your mind so that you can recognize it almost instantly. Even if there are plenty of other voices around you, you can hear that voice of your mom. And to take it a further step, they also found that for people who have a somewhat healthy and positive relationship with their mothers, which of course we understand is not the case for everybody, unfortunately, but for those of us who do, that voice of your mother can also release a certain chemical in your brain that actually soothes you when you are feeling a lot of stress. And so this voice of your mom, this thumbprint upon your mind, can actually make you feel good, right? It can make you feel positive just by hearing mom's voice. So in other words, if your mom calls you on the phone, you should probably think twice about ignoring it and letting it go to voicemail, right? Which I'm sure nobody in this room would ever do, right? At least we wouldn't admit that on Mother's Day. But today we have these two different occasions that we're recognizing at the same time. It is Mother's Day, but It's also the fourth Sunday of Easter, so it's Good Shepherd Sunday. And it's somewhat of a rare occurrence that these two would fall on the same exact day. Easter has to be pretty late in order for that to happen, which of course Easter was about as late as it ever could be this year. And so it just worked out that way. We have motherhood and shepherdhood, I guess. I think that's a word. I don't know if it is, but we're going to use it. And so we're comparing the two today. And there are quite a few similarities between motherhood and shepherdhood. For example, mothers and shepherds both are called to lead their little lambs and to protect them from danger, right? Sheep and children both have a knack for getting themselves into trouble. They're not always very wise, and so we need our moms. Sheep need their shepherds in order to bail them out and fix some of the problems that they cause for themselves. But probably an even more significant similarity between moms and shepherds is in the way that they use their voices to do their God-given tasks, right? So I have not been around many sheep in my life, but I've heard from a lot of people who have, and they tell me that sheep have this really unique ability to be able to single out the voice of their shepherd among all the other voices that they hear, to hear that voice, that familiar voice to them, and to follow it. They follow that voice among all others because the sheep trust their shepherd. Which is exactly the kind of point that Jesus is making right here in this gospel reading from John chapter 10. And I think this particular reading is interesting because it's somewhat different from what we normally hear on Good Shepherd Sunday. I mean, we're used to hearing from John chapter 10 because Jesus does talk about being our good shepherd, but we're used to hearing the verses that come before this. Like verses 14 and 15, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Right? So these are words that we've heard a million times. And they're familiar, they're comforting words, for sure. But then, today's passage starts later than that. It starts in verse 22, and we see how Jesus is going to take those very words and he's going to apply them in a completely different context. And what is that context? Well, John tells us right here in verse 22 that Jesus was in Jerusalem. He's in the big city, and he's there for the Feast of Dedication, and John tells us that it was winter. Well, I don't know if you realize this or not, but the Feast of Dedication in the winter is another way of telling us that Jesus was in Jerusalem to celebrate Hanukkah. That's exactly what the Feast of Dedication was and still is for Jewish families to this day. This is Hanukkah. Jesus was celebrating Hanukkah. And a lot of people don't realize that Hanukkah is actually in the Bible, but there it is, right there in verse 22. And so as Jesus is celebrating Hanukkah in Jerusalem, all of a sudden these Jewish men come up to him, and they're somewhat frustrated because they feel like Jesus is not speaking plainly. You know, they kind of see Jesus as someone who speaks in riddles, and they want Jesus to just come out and say, "Are you the Christ or not? Are you the Messiah or not?" Of course, we know Jesus is, right? And he's not even been hiding it. In the Gospel of John, earlier in chapter 4, Jesus meets the Samaritan woman at the well, and he tells her that he's the Messiah. He's not denying this. He's not hiding it. Everybody knows it. But the reason why these men don't see it is because they don't believe. And so Jesus says in verse 25, "The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock." Right? So now we're reintroducing that shepherd language again, the sheep language. And verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Part of what it means to be a sheep is not only to hear the voice of the shepherd and to recognize the voice of the shepherd, but to actually follow it to obey it, to let that shepherd lead you. That's what sheep do. And this is actually where we get into one of the key differences between motherhood and shepherdhood. It's one thing to be a shepherd and to lead a group of animals that have no rational souls and don't really make decisions for themselves. But it's another thing entirely to be a mom raising a child who has been made in the image of God, which means that they have a free will, and unfortunately, because of our sinful nature, that free will many times goes against mom's will, and ultimately, very often goes against God's will himself, right? Sheep may be stubborn at times, but human beings are downright rebellious. And so children may be able to recognize the voice of their mothers within 1 second, but I can just tell you personally, I know a particular 5-year-old and a 2-year-old who take a lot longer than that to listen to the voice of their mother, right? So this is something that we see even in those quote-unquote innocent early childhood years. We know that sin is a big problem for us as human beings. And so this is, again, why, you know, Mr. Denning's point about the top way to show your mom you love you is that you should just listen to what she has to say. I mean, absolutely, this is a big deal for us. None of us loves being told what to do, right? That's kind of part of who we are in this world. We love our autonomy. We love that we can make our own decisions and we can live our own lives. But whether we're in childhood or adulthood, so often the decisions that we would make for ourselves, if left on our own, would actually cause us to suffer because we would mess everything up. Wouldn't we? We need the voices of those who are wiser than we are to show us what we're supposed to do, how we are supposed to live. And that might be the voice of mom. It certainly is the voice of our good shepherd Jesus. A voice that is leading us and guiding us because he loves us, because he cares for us. A voice that can soothe us in the midst of the strongest storm when that voice is heard in faith. And what does that voice say? Jesus says here in verse 28, he says, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." That's exactly what is promised to those who are part of the flock. Those who hear the shepherd's voice. Nobody can steal you away from the love that your good shepherd has for you. And there is absolutely no voice that is nearly as strong and as powerful as the voice of Jesus. And you know what? There still may be times when it's hard for us to recognize that voice. All right, there's times when we're not really sure whether we're hearing the voice of Jesus or the voice of something else. And that's because we tend to wander away. We tend to follow voices that we shouldn't follow. We tend to follow the voices of the world or our so-called friends and kind of lead us down the wrong path. We follow our inner voice, right? Which is so often blinded by our own sinful desires. We follow these voices and we end up in these places where we feel lost and we feel disoriented. But the good shepherd is never content to let you stay lost forever. Right? I mean, we've heard this. The good shepherd is the one who has a flock of 100 sheep, and he leaves the 99 to go after the one who has been lost. The good shepherd is the one who lays down his life for the sheep upon the cross to protect us from the wolves, to protect us even from our own selves. The good shepherd is the one who forgives our sins and calls us into the flock and calls us with that voice that is just as soothing and comforting as the voice of your mom. You know, our moms do place that biological fingerprint upon our minds and we can recognize that voice right away. but our good shepherd places a fingerprint upon our souls. And we can recognize that voice instantly. I mean, we can hear that in less than a second. Because the Holy Spirit uses the word of the shepherd to bring us good news of life and salvation. So when that voice of the shepherd calls, we don't want to just ignore it. We don't want to just let it go to voicemail, right? But when the voice of the shepherd calls, let it soothe us. Let it comfort us like a child is comforted by its mother. Let us trust in the voice of the shepherd and let us follow where that voice leads. In his holy and most precious name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.